It is 8:15 on a Thursday morning, which means Michael Jones is in the studio to review 6 films for us this morning. He's promised to do it in under 6 minutes. Michael, good morning.
And my time starts now. First of all, I'm going to talk about Concussion, Will. Will, who am I calling you? Will, you're Mitch. Will Smith is the one who's in there. Will, yeah, single syllable name.
That's gotcha.
Yeah, anyway, this is Concussion. It's a procedural that stars Will Smith as the Nigerian pathologist who discovered CTE. What's CTE, you ask? It's chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Okay, easy to say.
And what's that?
With that?
Well, that's the condition that affects NFL players who keep banging their heads against each other and start to get really sick. And it's not very good. Yes, this film does land some very heavy blows on the NFL. It's quite interesting and it's a worthy subject. But the Academy was not knocked out by Will Smith's performance.
Oh, dear.
But it's quite a worthy watch. But, you know, anyway, that's Concussion. We'll move on to another film.
Okay.
How to Be Single.
All right.
This is an unromantic comedy posing as something a bit wilder than it actually is. It stars Dakota Johnson, mostly in clothes for a change, and she's also in inner turmoil about being single, while Rebel Wilson gets to deliver the crude one-liners in this one. It's like being single. It's not quite as awful as you might think it's going to be. Moving along, Risen. This is an Easter whodunit film starring Joseph Fiennes as a sceptical Roman tribune and Cliff Curtis as the most accurate-looking Jesus I've ever seen on film. You know, usually they're white and blonde and
European-looking.
Yeah, this time Jesus is a Maori, but I guess he's the closest to an Arabic-looking Jesus that you're ever going to see on film. He may also have been cast due to his resemblance to the Shroud of Turin, but I'm not sure.
Right.
Shroud of Turin's a fake. Look, this film, Risen, starts promisingly enough, but sort of does morph a bit into Christian propaganda. Probably needed a bit more yeast.
Okay.
Moving on to 45 Years. This is another Oscar bait film. Stars Charlotte Rampling, Tom Courtney, and it's directed by Andrew Hay. It presents uncomfortable viewing for couples, but mostly uncomfortable viewing for millennials with short attention spans who like lots of jump cuts. Look, there's lots of social realism and talking in this film. Those who are easily distracted and like to look at their mobile phones might feel like it's been 45 years that they've been watching this film. But while I'm on this film, I just want to plug an interview that I've done with director Andrew Hay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very thoughtful picture, and he talks a lot about it. If you go to the Celluloid Dreams page at www.2ser.com, you can listen to a almost 10-minute chat that I had with Andrew Hay.
Check that out.
If you've got the attention span. Anyway, moving on to another film. Ride Along 2.
Okay.
Look, stars Kevin Hart and Ice Cube, but I'd say the only things that made this film watchable were actually Ken Jeong and Olivia Munn. I'm just wondering how the original Ride Along deserved a sequel. It's
maybe made a lot of money.
Yeah, I really just don't get it. But whatever you do, just don't get in this car.
Okay, simply enough, all right.
Simply enough. Which pretty much leads me to the last film.
Okay, that was quick.
It's quick. We're still under 4 minutes, Mitch. Trumbo. This is my favourite film of the bunch. Maybe I'll just talk about that for the next 2 hours and 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
I want to see it, so please go ahead.
My favourite film of the bunch. It's a tour de force from Bryan Cranston.
Mm-hmm.
Bryan Cranston. Louis C.K. is also in this one, and there's a host of other big names in this one as well. It's a terrific biopic of blackballed screenwriter Dalton Trumbo.
Dalton Trumbo.
You've probably never heard of him. That's because he was blackballed back in the late 40s, early 50s. He was forced to appear before the House of Un-American Activities Committee because of his membership of the Communist Party.
Oh dear, a red.
States. He was a red. But it turns out this didn't stop Dalton Trumbo from working. He wrote many great screenplays, including 2 Academy Award-winning screenplays, but was unable to accept those awards because he'd written them under a nom de plume or a pseudonym or whatever. This film is really a not-so-affectionate portrait of Hollywood when people like Ronald Reagan, John Wayne and Hedda Hopper were naming names and basically ruining people's lives because of their political beliefs. It was quite a sad time. But I'm naming names. Trumbo is the pick of the bunch of these films. It's well worth a watch. It's beautiful to look at and Bryan Cranston is great in it. And I think I've come in 5 minutes and 10 seconds.
There you go. Under time for half a dozen films which come out today, Michael Jones. So plenty to choose from.
All today.
At the cinemas this weekend if you want to go there. Thanks so much, Michael.
Pleasure.